How you doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington. 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXLY building. It is a Monday. It's 10/21/24. Fellas, how we doing today?
Oh, man.
That's it? Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah, that was left to interpretation of
okay.
the artist
yeah.
who received it in their ear.
I will say, oh, man.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Yeah, well, that was even more mysterious.
Yeah, that was. It seemed like Steve was up to something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is spooky.
I hope he is. Please tell me you're up to something today, Steve.
Oh, I'm up to good.
Eh.
Is that not right? Good.
Well, I mean, no good, I think, okay. is what normally people yeah. say, but I know that you, of course, would just take out the no, and I'm up to good.
I'm up to good.
Yeah. I'm not really up to no good, though.
No, I know you're not. Yeah. Have you ever been up to no good?
Oh, several times.
Oh, wow. Well, if you wouldn't mind jotting those down so we could see if we agree with you.
Okay.
That'd be neat. Guys, welcome to the Monday. A brand new week, a soggy one, and very cool. I mean, actually, you know what? That's a lie. For the morning, it's actually warm. But we're not going to get any warmer today. It looks like stay right where we are.
Oh, it's one of those,
one
where
of those
we
weird
have a,
ones. Yeah.
Short thermometer.
Yes, that's what they say. Yeah. Your low is your high. Congratulations.
Yeah.
And welcome to it.
And rainy, right?
And rainy today for sure. Yeah. Those and Mondays always get me down.
Oh, what a combo, Jay. Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. I always thought that, like, whenever I heard that song, you know that song, Steve? Rainy days and Mondays always bring me down. Yeah. Did you ever hear that song?
Now I have.
Oh. Carpenters, maybe?
Yeah, that is.
Okay.
Oh, I think I have heard that song.
Oh, so you don't think I sound like the Carpenters there? Insulting. But to everyone except Karen. But yeah, so I always thought that when I heard that song. Well, rainy days and Mondays. But what if it's a rainy day on a Monday? I mean, that's just a double dipper there.
Yeah.
I kind of felt bad.
It's like the two worst things.
Sure.
Right. I mean, for her anyway.
At least during
song.
That song. Yeah. Right.
Up to no good.
Right.
Could be. Yeah.
Thank you, Steve.
Rainy days and Mondays always get me down.
What a voice.
I sounded exactly like that. You guys, okay, come on, bro. That's it.
You have that same sensitivity oozing from your vocals.
Yes. It really was drawing people in, I'm sure. They're like, wow, is that the new Morgan Wallen song? No, it's just Jay pretending to be Karen Carpenter. To which half the audience has probably gone, who?
Half?
More than that?
Do you really think... It's more
You know what? I'll put it on the poll to start the day. What a great way to start a Monday. Let me go ahead and do it right now.
Karen Carpenter.
I'm just, do you know who she is? Is that what we're asking, right? Do you know who Karen Carpenter is?
Well, should there be two separate questions?
What's the other one?
Do you sound like her?
Oh, well.
Oh, no, we know that one.
Oh, we do? Okay.
Yeah.
We're not gonna pretend, guys.
Okay, all right, then. Yeah, the other one is.
Do you know
fair
who
question.
Karen Carpenter is, hey. Was? I guess is the appropriate way to say that.
Sure.
All right, there you go. There's how you start your polls on a Monday. Hard hitting news and fact based news and all. What was it again? We used to say for your news, Kevin.
Unbiased, fact based news.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Do you just let it go?
What do you think, Steve?
Well, you don't just let it go. I mean, you think about it day and night.
Okay, you dwell on it for years to come.
Yeah.
Man, that candle holder, huh? Yeah.
Kevin James.
And you bring it up, you know, passive aggressive and everything.
Oh, yeah, that seems like a great way to do it.
Is that the way you handle a situation?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Howdy, Kevin.
Howdy. Boy, oh boy, I had some of the biggest news over the weekend, and I only saw it one time, like hidden late at night on a, you know, commercial on a weird television show, probably. Mm-hmm. I don't even know where it was. And the news was such a big deal that I yelled to my son, who was in his room. I was like, Tyler! Tyler!
Thank you for not, you know, doing the full yell there. I appreciate that.
Yeah. They opened the door, mm-hmm. and they're like, what's up? And I knew they were just in there watching TV, Steve, so I wasn't worried about it.
Right.
And I go, there's kind of a big deal going on. And he's like, what? Are you okay? And I go, yeah, of course I'm fine. I said, but Wendy's is now offering $1 any size drink.
Oh, wow. I love when they copy each other like that.
The reason we went to McDonald's for 1 billion years mm-hmm. was because they sold any drink for a dollar. They stopped doing that. Guess what? I don't go there very often.
Oh.
They stopped doing it. I just don't go as often now because I would love to go through the drive-thru and get 2 large waters. Mm-hmm. That sounds even crazier, right, that I'm paying for water? But if I buy it somewhere else, it's a lot more than a dollar, and it's 32 ounces of water with ice.
Right.
Are you kidding me?
So was that $2? That was $2?
Yeah, $2. Well, $2 and like 18 cents.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
After taxes. But, I mean, that was, it was glorious.
Taxes, am I right? I mean.
Boy, oh boy.
Don't get me going. Vote, baby.
Vote.
Do it.
Yeah, so it was.
That's not your normal PSA to vote, Steve. That's not that was a different take on the PSA to vote.
I don't know what that was.
We do it a little different.
Okay.
And their, I don't know, their ad was just like it was showing all the drinks, and I wasn't even paying attention to it at first because I just thought, oh, yeah, it's, you know, another Wendy's ad, whatever. Wendy's is great.
Uh-huh.
But then when they were like, and get it anytime you want for a dollar. And then they were like, oh, how about a 10 p.m. Sprite? How about a blankety blank?
Right.
How about this or that?
Yeah.
They were just showing all the drinks. And, of course, you know, they were all sweating with the, you know how they do that.
Yeah, make
the
it seem like you really need it.
Look,
uh-huh. Wait, the drinks so were delicious. Sweating or the people were sweating?
The drinks. Yeah. There were no people.
Oh.
It was just the drinks. The drinks were the stars.
Yeah. Okay.
They were the stars of the commercial.
Cheaper to pay. So let me get this straight. You
now,
screamed to your son that there were dollar drinks. That was a very, very subtle way of you hinting you needed one, or?
No. Just letting him know. Because
informative.
It has been, he has been so mad about it.
How mad has he been?
I mean, mad. Like, almost was going to boycott it, but then he never did. Because he likes their food.
One of those,
but
yeah,
he,
right.
He was worked up about it. He goes, it's so stupid. Like, why would they get rid of that? Because I think so many people went there just for the dollar drink. And I'm like, yeah, hey, I know I did.
Right.
And now it's funny because McDonald's has been, not just McDonald's, everybody has been trying to get into the Wendy's world of, Wendy's, you know, the $5 world. Biggie bag.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's got a $5 meal or a $6 meal now. They're all going for it, which is great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody.
I don't care whose idea it was.
I don't either.
As long as it benefits.
Yeah, and so go ahead, copy it, whatever.
Yeah, man.
But then I just thought it was great that Wendy's was like, you know what we should do? We should take that idea they used to do with a dollar drink.
I was going to say I might take what you were talking about there and be like, Steve, come in here. I can't believe it. He runs in here. What? There's coffee made over there in the kitchen area. He's like, yeah, I don't drink coffee. Oh, I know I do. Here you go. Then just hand him my cup.
No, that's not at all. No, not at all. I knew he was going to be excited, and he was excited.
Okay.
he was pumped.
How's their ice?
Just real standard, I think.
Just like cubes, like little small cubes or
something.
Yeah,
just, yeah, I think the same ice as, you know, a McDonald's or a Jack in the Box or.
Well,
Sonic's the only one I can think of. Yeah, right off the top of my head.
With the pellet ice? You
know, yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Is that the best kind?
Wow.
It's pretty good.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hi. That was pretty big news.
I'm putting it up in the poll. What's the best ice?
Thank you.
Cube, crushed, pellet? You want me to put any other styles up there?
Cubed,
crushed, or pellet?
What other types are there?
What's crushed? Like
you get out of your refrigerator. You know, you can push the button for cube or you can push the button for crushed. It just kind of grinds it up.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, I forgot that life. I don't have fancy fridge anymore.
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And cubed.
Let's see. Oh, boy, there's a lot of different kinds of ice.
No, crushed is dumb. See, like this new ice maker I have on my little countertop ice maker.
Yeah, yeah.
It makes a round. Hold on. Let me take a look.
Yeah. What is nugget ice?
I don't know.
That's like
it's the same thing. Yeah, I think that's it.
Ice in the small.
Mine makes
nuggets. Oh, pellets. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, it looks like a thimble you would wear on your thumb, or you know what I mean?
I wouldn't wear a thimble on my thumb, but okay.
No, it's not big enough for that, obviously.
Uh-huh.
But what I'm saying is it's got a hollow middle, and then it's shaped like that, like a little dome.
Weird.
Oh, so you got some bullet ice.
Yeah, it's like kind of bullet ice, but what's nice about it is it's hard enough that it stays in the drink for quite a while, but soft enough that if you just put it in, listen.
Thank you.
Gone.
Okay. Yeah, bullet ice cubes, also known as pearl ice, bring some unique advantages to the chilling game.
Tell me more.
It's often considered nugget ice's cousin.
Oh, the old.
That makes sense. Yeah, no, that's really what it is. It's like, you'd be like, hey, man, I'm Nugget Ice. You mess with me, I'm going to have to introduce you to my big cousin, Ricky.
Ricky?
Because it's bigger and tougher, and then you go see it, and then you're like, oh, God, yeah.
Wait, what's the cousin of Nugget Ice?
Bullet Ice.
Big Ricky?
Bullet Ice.
Okay, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, Big Ricky. I thought you wanted the name of my character.
No, I got Big Ricky, dude.
Big Ricky.
I'm picking up Big Ricky's vibe. Yeah.
So they're talking high about this ice, huh?
Yeah, it seems
they like it.
Yeah, it's cylindrical, like tube ice,
it is.
But more elongated at 2 to 3 inches long.
Oh, mine's not that long.
Oh. Seems like that's crescent ice.
Oh, wait, did I click on the wrong one?
I was going to say, you are now describing the ice.
Zero. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
And now she's got the Dolly Parton donuts at Krispy Kreme, and it's just, I don't know.
Kevin James.
I haven't seen the Dolly Parton donuts. How do they close the box on those?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All righty, coming up in an hour, Jane Kevin's big jackpot, your chance to win money. It's super simple. You just guess the amount. We'll say, like, I'll just tell you how this is how it's going to sound in about an hour. The jackpot's worth more than $671. How much do you think it's worth? You guess the amount. If you get it right, you win the amount. If you get it wrong, the amount goes up. It's pretty simple.
That I get. Your jokes, I don't know.
Have you never heard that joke before?
No, I don't know if I've ever heard it that way.
Kevin, there was a...
I missed what the joke was.
So, yeah, well...
I had run to the bathroom. What happened?
It was in the studio here. So he comes in. He's like, hey, man, do you want to do this? I said, oh, I would love to do this thing. And I was obviously being sarcastic because it was something that I did not want to do. So he's like, hey, should we do this on the air? And I said, yes, let's do it. Let's do it at 10:30, the second Tuesday of next week. And Steve looks at me and he goes, is that November 5th?
Yeah, Steve, that's right.
Yeah, I was like,
put it on your calendar, bud.
I was like, wait, you don't get that joke? He's like, no. I go, the second Tuesday of next week? Like, as in there's only one Tuesday every week, see, because I don't want to do it. And I also said 10:30, which would be after we got off the air.
You know, Jay, I feel like I have good ideas. And you just shoot them down.
Yeah, you know.
Several things.
And, somebody has to be in charge of shooting down the ideas, Steve.
All right, so I guess we won't be doing that.
No, probably not going to do that. But thank you so much for the offer. I appreciate all ideas.
Yeah, was it pretty bad, Jay? Or was it one where he was kind of excited and you were just like, no?
No, I don't really think he was that excited, to be honest.
Okay, good. Because I do feel bad if Steve's like excited about something. And then I'm like, I'm not sure that's going to work. Maybe if we twist it a little.
Sure, yeah. And I think he's usually good with that. Yeah, this was just...
Yeah.
This
was, but it does still always feel like I'm hurting it.
I understand. Yeah,
and
luckily,
I don't like that feeling.
Luckily, this was not his idea. He was just passing something along. So there was no ownership.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, that was... Thankfully. Otherwise, you're right. I would have felt a little bad about it.
So you don't like the LOL game either?
Oh, boy. Oh, jeez, this guy.
That was a good game.
Audio of all time. What do you think about this from Pamela Anderson?
Let the makeup go. Let the lighting go. I feel so free. HD doesn't do any of us any favors. I just like, you know, I just...
Don't care.
No, and now I'm going to have a little more time for myself than trying to, you know, keep up with the Joneses or chase youth or anything. I feel like I do feel free, and it was a choice. And I feel great. Yeah.
It's interesting when someone who's been a, you know, like a model and a TV star, and they're like, you know what? I'm not going to wear makeup anymore.
Right. No, she was as glamorous as they get for a while, right?
Right,
I mean, that was her whole life. I don't know how long it's been she's been doing it.
Yeah.
But it is weird. Every time I see her, I'm like, who is that? And then I'm like, oh, God, that's Pamela Anderson.
Is it because she's not wearing makeup or because she's older?
Both, Jay. Okay. Both. I mean, have you seen her without the makeup?
I don't think so.
Yeah, you'd remember. I really do think you'd remember.
Oh, really? Because it's way different?
Yeah, and she's made a big deal out of it.
Okay.
And so it's like, I've just seen a couple things with her, and it's like, oh, geez, yeah, that's Pamela Anderson. And she just like, yeah, you know what? I don't need to try hard anymore. Like, whatever. This is what makes me happy. This is what I'm doing. Which I do like that message.
Snoop Dogg, Seth Meyers, and Martha Stewart walk into a bar, and there's Jimmy Kimmel wanting to interview them.
What's your go-to or most frequently sent emoji, Snoop?
Fire or smoke. What about you?
Every time the Pirates win, I text a pirate flag to my friend.
Oh, love it.
Yeah.
Martha, what's your most frequently sent emoji?
I've never used an emoji.
You don't use an emoji. Who was the last celebrity you texted, Snoop?
Ice-T.
What about you?
Paul Rudd.
Martha?
Snoop.
Snoop. Okay.
Never used an emoji.
Wow.
I know.
And that's because usually if you're a little bit older and a woman, I do feel like once you use them, you're kind of locked in.
Yeah, I mean, they're fun.
Right, like you want to use them a lot more where you're just like, oh, yeah, that's kind of fun. I want to. I just noticed that with my mom who didn't use them for a long time. Then she started using them. And I wouldn't say she uses them all the time now, but she definitely, you know. A smiley face here and there really seems to be effective.
Does your mom have a Bitmoji?
A Bitmoji? No, no.
Steve,
sorry, I had to remember what a Bitmoji was, Jay.
Steve, does your dad or stepmom have a Bitmoji?
Maybe.
Like, I mean, you probably would know. I mean, if they're texting you, that's their face is a cartoon character.
Oh, well, I mean, can't you have one even if you don't have it as
your profile, yes.
Yeah. You can just, you can go in and send it doing a bunch of different emotions
certainly,
or whatever.
Yes.
Which are very cool. Mine, unfortunately, got ruined quite a while ago.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my stepmom does. Yeah.
Well, there you go. Kevin, did you know that if you go in now and you want to make a new Bitmoji, it will scan your face. So you don't have to go through the whole process of eyebrows, ears, and all that stuff. Yeah. I mean, you can adjust them. Found this out in the airport yesterday.
Right. Yeah, for sure. It'd be like, no, I look skinnier than that.
Right. You would do the thing where you're like, no, that's for sure me. Have you ever done that? I did it one time. This was way back when Bitmoji kind of first started. I was like, oh, sure, yeah. I'll do it, whatever. Created it, sent it. Somebody sends me a message back, goes, that looks nothing like you. And I was like, oh, geez, distorted reality. My bad.
You're like, no, I thought that was I thought I nailed it.
And they're like, no, that's terrible. You didn't nail it. Sorry. So, yeah, you can scan your face and make a Bitmoji. I just found that out, so you're welcome.
Okay, well, I'll take a look into that because mine has been... I was trying to find my Bitmoji to see exactly what it is now because some kids were playing with my phone.
Okay.
And they decided it would be really funny to just make me look, I don't know, like a samurai or something like that. So it's been so long since I've used it now because of that.
I remember when I changed my face the other day.
What?
Then when I called, Kevin was like yelling at me.
Oh, yeah, it never changed, Jay. I still get your same old face.
Let me see I'm calling you right now. I'm going to call Kevin. Because, you know, do you have that like this, Steve? Like, see when Kevin calls me, that's what comes up?
Oh, just him.
Just his giant face?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have you as,
Does my giant face come up?
I'm sending you, yep.
Is it still the one with the sunglasses?
Let's take the pictures. Yeah, let's everybody take a picture of us calling each other.
Okay.
And see.
Calling Steve.
And then we can post them.
Okay, there's Steve.
Okay.
Do we all need different photos?
Uh-huh. I'll send you it, Steve.
I'm going to send mine to... I'm going to send your face, Jay, to Steve.
Okay, this is great. This is wonderful radio.
So great. Wait, Jay Daniels.
Okay.
What a...
And now what do
I do? What a handsome man.
I think you have to call me.
You want me to call you?
And then screenshot your own phone.
Screenshot my own... Hold on.
Or Jay could screenshot it. This is high-tech stuff, guys.
Wait, what am I doing?
Why does the youngest guy on the show not know how to do it?
There, Steve, yeah.
So I'm calling you, and you're taking a screenshot of me?
I already sent that. I have yours.
Oh, okay. So why am I calling you, then?
I don't know. Just because I wanted to hang up on you.
I have Jay's. Does anybody have mine?
Yeah, I got yours, Kev. Hold on.
Oh, you got mine. Okay.
Yeah, hold on.
And Steve can't call me because, Jay, I don't know what comes up on your phone for Steve.
And I know. But the one I have for Steve, you're going to like, Kevin. All right.
So, yeah, wait, Jay, do you want me to call you, Kevin?
Yeah, call him.
Oh, okay, I'm calling you.
But when you call him, okay, I'll show you what shows up on mine.
Man, this is such good radio. While we do this, I want to play this for you. Kevin, I found Steve's perfect match. Steve's perfect match in the world.
Like a lady?
Yes. And here she is. Here's what she has to say.
I refuse to hang out with anyone anymore. I can't. I can't do it. I cannot do it. I hate being social. I never want to be social again. I just like being with my few people that I love in a safe, warm environment.
Hey, respect, I guess, if that's what makes her happy.
No, but for real. I mean, I'm not that far behind that.
Here's the deal. No. Hold on.
Hold on, dude.
Hold up here.
Hold on a minute.
No. I like being social.
I refuse to hang out with anyone.
What did you do this weekend?
I like being social.
Anymore.
Don't talk to me anymore, all right?
I can't do it.
I can't do this.
I just can't do
it. I cannot.
I cannot.
Cannot. I hate being social.
What? Why is this? This is not funny.
I refuse to hang out with anyone.
I don't want to hang out with you two. I'll tell you that.
I hate being social.
Steve, I'm not even laughing. I'm just...
You snickered. I heard you snickered. You snickered.
Maybe a little. I was happy with how happy Jay was.
Sorry.
That he found your twin.
I've had no sleep.
You like being social, you just don't do it.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
At some point in the future, we will have a series of t-shirts with varying slogans on them, such as Dippin' is Good Times and Sniff Fruit.
Kevin James.
That music makes me not believe it.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
To the text line.
Monday mornings, we check the text line. Kevin, I sent you a picture of somebody. Do you know who that is?
Hold on. Stand by, Jay.
It's who I have saved for Steve.
Oh, I looked in the wrong spot. My bad.
Hmm.
That is... boy, I do know that guy's face. That is Andy Dufresne. Is that correct?
No. Wait, is that a character name? Yes, that's him. Yeah, you're right.
Tim Robbins as Andy Dufresne?
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you.
A movie you've still never seen.
No, I've seen
it. No, you did see it.
Yeah, I saw it.
I gotta change that in my head.
Steve comes
Jay
in.
Jay finally
here.
Saw yeah. Shawshank.
Steve comes in and he goes, oh yeah, that's Patrick J. Adams, the guy from Suits. I said, no, it's not, it's Tim Robbins. He's like, no, it's Patrick J. Adams. And I pull up a picture and I show him, I go, look, it's Tim Robbins.
They look very similar.
And that's the picture you've always had for Steve?
Yeah, because at one point somebody said something on the air about it, like that he looked like Tim Robbins. And I was like, yeah, young Tim Robbins, maybe, except for no glasses. But yeah, so that's what I always have for Steve when it comes up.
It's so funny. So dumb. We put the things in our phone and they stay there for
ever
yeah, most of the time, yeah. Right? You just go, oh, yeah, I should probably change that, but I won't. That was me. The first time I had a phone call with Steve, all I knew was that his name was Steve. I did not know his last name. I did not know anything other than Steve. And I had, you know, looked him up because this is when we were like interviewing. And I was like, oh, they call him McLovin. So just for fun, I put a picture of McLovin on my phone with the name Steve. Day one, first conversation we ever had. Which, looking back on that conversation, there were some red flags.
Okay.
Whoa.
Unfair. I do have a recording of that conversation.
What do you like to do, Steve?
Refuse to hang out with anyone.
Yep. What kind of hobbies do you have? I mean,
hate being social. Anymore.
See, now you're laughing.
I can't.
I'm laughing now. You're right, Steve. I am laughing.
I hate being social.
Mm-hmm.
So rude.
So, like, on the weekends, if you don't have a remote or anything...
I refuse to hang out with anyone.
Okay. All right.
He's a man who loves his work. That's kind of what he told me on that telephone call. He was like, you know, I work so much, I don't get a chance to do a lot. Do you like TV shows? I do. What kind of shows are you watching? Boy, I have quite a few that I really like. Such as, and he was like, Seinfeld's funniest show ever.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. I mean, I can't argue with you on that. A lot of people thought Seinfeld was very funny.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I think maybe he told me like one other show that was just enough that I was like, yeah, let's hire him.
What do you, if you were on a, Steve, you know, you've been on a plane.
Plus, he's so likable.
Yeah, he is. Love him. Steve, you're on a plane and there's sure. some stuff on the, you know, you go, oh, it says you can watch a movie or you can watch a TV series. And in the TV series, we'll take Seinfeld out because you obviously would watch that. In the, here's the TV series you could watch. Let's say Cheers, Friends. I'm just going to keep it in the comedy realm because you like Seinfeld so much. Cheers, Friends, Ted Lasso. Parks and Rec.
Modern Family.
Modern Family.
I was going to try to throw it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, those five. Which one are you going to watch?
Probably Friends.
Friends, okay. And then what would be your second choice? Which, again, you know, not bad. I mean.
Yeah, I've never seen Parks and Rec, really, so I'd probably watch that, actually.
Oh, okay.
Boy, it is good.
It is,
funny. That was a show I was with you, Steve. I was way behind. I never watched it when it first came out. Like, I just saw bits and pieces, right, but never got into it. And then I did a thing a couple summers ago where I
did
just,
a thing.
Ooh, we did
that
a thing.
Was every time my TV was on, it was on Parks and Rec.
Right.
Yeah, and I just was like, hey, it's, even if it's in the background, I may not be totally paying attention. I watched it all.
All right.
It is good.
Steve, you passed the test. That works.
Friends is fine. Is it because that's like just the most comforting one? Have you seen most of the Friends episodes?
Not the... I've caught like the middle. Like the middle portion.
Not the middle of the TV show.
Correct. Okay. I've seen a few episodes of that.
You've seen the middle? Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Seems funny.
Yeah, it's not bad. No, I would say like it was on... Like the beginning of Friends was... sort of the beginning of my life, right?
Okay.
So I caught like the maybe late middle of the show, and then I stopped watching it, and then I caught like the last few episodes when it originally aired.
Right, I got you. Yeah.
So at least that's my memory of it.
Okay.
So, I mean, I've seen a good portion, probably because of reruns and stuff.
I would think so. It's on pretty much every day.
Yeah, I don't know.
Quickly off the text line from Bob. 2 weeks ago, our 20-year-old forest firefighter got a new puppy.
Forest firefighter.
20-year-old okay. Forest firefighter got a new puppy.
Got it.
He's been called out since then. Guess who got a new puppy?
Oh, no. Oh, he had to go somewhere
to fight the forest fires. Yeah.
Oh, and so now they have a new puppy.
Congrats. Yeah. Congratulations on your puppy, Bob.
Oh, that's tough, too, when you're training them because they got to be consistent.
Right, and now you have basically a stranger when he comes home who's going to end up, as your owner. So good work there. And also this.
You too can take care of puppies.
Yeah, all right. This one from Jason. My 16-year-old daughter, Savannah, got her driver's license officially over the weekend, and there was one of those moments, the there goes my life moment, when I saw her driving away in her Jeep to go to her friend's house by herself for the first time.
That's a weird feeling. There's no doubt about it.
It is weird, yeah. As they back out of the driveway, you get like 50 million movies playing in your brain, all at the same time. And who doesn't need a good cry on a Monday?